Whenever somebody will set up or come in to turn on a sound system, sometimes they'll take a microphone and speak into it and say, check, 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 one, two, checking, and just to see if the speakers are working correctly and to see if any adjustments need to be made up or down before the actual event starts. Last month, we started with a lesson like we're doing tonight to say that we need to do a sound check, but not to have the guys check the levels on the board over there to see if you all can hear okay tonight, but to do a sound check on our hearts. Because when we come together to worship God, and specifically when we come together to sing to God, as we will talk about tonight, those songs are to come before they ever touch our lips. Those songs are to come from our hearts. We are first and foremost to sing and to make melody in our hearts. And so tonight we want to do another sound check. Not to see how our voices and our voice boxes are sounding, but to see how our hearts are sounding when we sing one of the songs that we often sing. I want you to get your songbook out. And as you get your songbook out, I want to ask you a question. We had a scripture reading from Genesis chapter 5. Scripture reading about Enoch. There's not a whole lot that we know about the man named Enoch. But if you were to choose, perhaps call it a theme song for Enoch, what would you say would be Enoch's theme song? Now, you're limited, at least for tonight's purposes, you're limited to one of the 990 that's in your book. So don't pick something from the Carpenters or from the Eagles or something. We're limited tonight to something that's in the 999 in your book. What would you think would be his theme song? You know, there's a number of characters that we know very little about in the Bible, and perhaps just a little phrase is given of him, like an epitaph would be on his tombstone. And if there was a tombstone for Enoch, perhaps it would just be that epitaph, "He walked with God." What would be his theme song if you were to choose one tonight? The song that I chose is number 714 in your book. In the book that we used on 36th Street when I was growing up, the title for this song was the first line, "When We Walk with the Lord." And then it's when we got the new book over there, and then we got this new book when we got over here, that I learned, hey, this song is actually called "Trust and Obey." But when I was growing up, I thought this song was called, because it was the title in the book, "When We Walk with the Lord." Enoch walked with the Lord. What happens when we walk with the Lord? Tonight I want us to look at this song, and I want us to try to make sure that when we sing this song, our hearts are in tune. Not our voices. Doesn't matter if our voices are in tune. Make sure our hearts are in tune with the way God wants us to sing this, to make sure we're doing it in a way that's pleasing unto Him. So what happens? There's five verses here. I want us to see five things that happen. Five things that Jesus does when we walk with Him. And you could put in parentheses that five things that happen when we trust and obey, if you want to go down that path, because it all works together. But what are five things that happen when we trust and obey? When we look at the first verse of this song, "When we walk with the Lord," you know what happens? He walks with us. I want you to think about that for just a minute and to think how cool that is. When we walk with the Lord, He walks with us. But how do we do that? How do we walk with the Lord? The Bible tells us, but it's interesting, the first line of this song tells us. We walk with the Lord when we do what? When we walk in the light of His Word. You cannot walk with the Lord if you are not walking in His Word. And when you walk in His Word, you are walking with the Lord. Doesn't the Bible say that it is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path? When we use the Bible as our guide, as our flashlight, as our lamp for living, and we walk by its precepts, we will be walking with the Lord, and He will be walking with us. And when we walk by the light of His Word, what does that mean? What's happening when we do that? When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what are we doing? We are doing His good will. What do you do when you walk with Jesus? What do you do when you use the Bible as the lamp unto your feet and the light unto your path? You are doing what He says. You can't walk with Jesus if you don't do what He says. And that's why the theme of this song is this idea of trust and obey. It's not trust or obey. Pick or choose. Which one would you rather do? If we're going to walk with the Lord, we've got to do both. We've got to trust Him with all that we have. And then we've got to do His will. Then we've got to obey Him. Isn't that what James says? In James chapter 1 and verse 22, it says, "Do not be hearers only." Is that important to be a hearer of the Word? Yes. But he says, do not be hearers only, but doers of the Word. We deceive ourselves if we think that coming to church and hearing a sermon is good enough. We deceive ourselves if we think that coming to Bible class and listening to a teacher is good enough. We fool ourselves if we think that sitting down and reading the Bible on a daily basis is good enough. God says you got to do more than that. Don't just be hearers of the Word. Don't just be readers of the Word. Be doers of the Word. And when you do that, His promise is that He will walk with you. He will abide with you. Look at this first verse. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. What's the glory? It's Him. It's His presence walking with us. While we do His good will, where is He? He abides continually with us. He abides with us still and with all who will trust and obey. What an awesome thought to think that when we walk in the light, that He not only is the light, but when we walk in the light, He is there in the light with us. Jesus promised His apostles, and He makes the same promise to you. I am with you always. Do you believe that? Is that written on your soul? That when I walk with the Lord, He walks with me, and guess what? There is no other way to be happy. I don't care where you think you're going to find happiness. You are not going to find a happiness like you will find when Jesus is walking with you. What happens when we walk with the Lord? First of all, Jesus walks with us. Look in verse 2. What else happens? What else happens when we walk with the Lord? Verse 2 is great. It says, when we walk with the Lord, He drives our fears away. Look at what this song says and think about this how as it applies to you. When you think about fears that come into our lives, sometimes we can have fears come into our lives that shadow over us, that cloud over us, and we feel like we are surrounded by uncertainty. We are surrounded by despair. We are surrounded by this fear, and it's like a cloud and a shadow that just hovers over us. Have you ever been there? Ever been there in that part of your life where you weren't sure if you were ever going to see the other side of that cloud, if you were ever going to see outside of that shadow that was coming upon you? And sometimes what that can do is that fear can create doubts in us. That's what this verse is saying. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, not a doubt nor a fear. Sometimes fear can drive us to our knees. Sometimes can drive us all the way to the floor in a prostrated position. Sometimes fear can drive us to sighs and tears. I don't know if you've ever been there. I don't know if life circumstances have ever driven you to the point where you weren't sure how much further you could go. Where you had tears coming down your face and you could not control them. Where you were grieving inside, where you were moaning inside because of these fears that had captivated your heart. What can we do? Where can we look? What good is there that can possibly come if these sort of things come into our life? Look at what this verse says in verse 2 of the song, and look at how it correlates with what the Bible tells us. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but what happens? What a thought! His smile quickly drives it away. Have you ever thought about Jesus smiling? Have you ever thought about Jesus smiling at you? Have you ever thought about, here I am in the midst of this fear, here I am in the midst of these doubts, and what is Jesus doing? Jesus is smiling at me. When I come to that point when I am afraid, when I am overcome by fear, I need to trust in the smile of Jesus. Psalm 56, such a great psalm when it comes to this. Over in Psalm 56 and verse 3, it says, whenever I am afraid. Is it wrong to be afraid? There are going to be times when we are afraid in life. And the psalmist says in Psalm 56 and verse 3, whenever I am afraid, you know what I do? I will put my trust in thee. When you have that moment, where do we need to turn? We need to put our trust in Jesus. We need to see Him smiling upon us. In Psalm 56 and verse 11, it says, in God I have put my trust, I will not be afraid. We need to see Jesus smiling at us. You ever had doubts? You ever reached a point in your life where you really weren't sure about the direction that you were headed? You really weren't sure about what you were supposed to do. Maybe you were doubting some of your beliefs. Maybe your faith was wavering in some respect. Do you remember when Peter was walking on the water to go to Jesus? Do you remember when he took his eyes off of Jesus? In Matthew 14 and verse 30, and began to look at that storm around him, and he began to sink. And as he began to sink, he cried out to the Lord and said, Lord, save me. And Jesus stretched out his hand. He pulled him up. They went over and stepped into the boat. And he looked at Peter and said, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? Why did you doubt? Do you believe that when Peter was walking to Jesus, do you see Jesus smiling back at him? When Peter's walking on the water, can you see Jesus smiling at him and seeing Peter with that faith to walk on the water? But when he is saving him, when he's pulling him up out of that water, when he's pulling him up out of the depths of a doubt, can you still see Jesus smiling? Because Peter still turned to him as his Savior. When we have doubts, we need to see the smile of Jesus. When we have sighs and fears in our lives, we need to see the smile of Jesus. And when you can see His smile, in other words, when you can see His love and His pleasure directed towards you, there is no other way to find true happiness than to let His smile quickly drive your fears away. If you try to take care of those fears yourself, you won't find true happiness. But if you turn to the Lord, and in the midst of those times when you turn to the Lord and you say, Lord, save me, we need to trust and obey, knowing that He will. What happens? What happens when we walk with the Lord? He walks with us. He drives our fears away. Look in verse 3, where verse 3 talks about He shares our burdens. You know, when we're walking with the Lord, it's not that He puts all of the load on us and He doesn't have any load on Him at all. If He's walking with us, He shares our burdens. Now, I don't know if verse 3 is talking about personal burdens, physical burdens, if it's talking about personal burdens that we all have in life, or if perhaps it's talking about some sort of spiritual burdens that Christians particularly have. As you look at the words that are here in verse 3, where it talks about the burdens, not a burden we bear, where it talks about the sorrows, where it talks about, in verse 3, the griefs and the loss, the frown and the cross, talks about the hardships. That could be talking about just the hardships and the griefs and the sorrows and losses that humankind, that everyone sustains. Or it could be talking about certain sorrows, losses, hardships, crosses that Christians alone must bear. Did not Jesus say, if anyone will come after me, let him take up his cross and follow me? Were there going to be certain hardships, crosses to bear that would be in particular for Christians in general, and sometimes specific crosses for specific Christians that they would have to bear? And whether this song is talking about those personal burdens or those spiritual burdens, the message comes through in this verse, and the message comes through loud and clear in the Bible. Jesus is there to bear those burdens. It's a great verse over in Psalm 55 and verse 22, where the Bible says, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you." I know we know 1 Peter 5 and verse 7. That's kind of a corollary. 1 Peter 5 and verse 7 says, "Cast all of your cares upon Him, for He cares for you." And you might write next to 1 Peter 5 and verse 7 in your Bible, Psalm 55 and verse 22, where it says, "Cast your burden on the Lord." And what's He going to do? He's going to sustain you. He's going to hold you up. You know, there are certain things that we have, that we approach in life, that we alone perhaps have to bear. But the thing we need to know is that we don't have to bear them alone. We're not walking down the path of life. We are not walking with the Lord and doing it alone. So look what this verse says. Not a burden we bear. Not a sorrow we share. What do you mean we don't have a burden? Of course we do. What do you mean we don't have a sorrow? Of course we do. But look at what it says. But our toil He doth richly repay. What imagery. What imagery to think, here I am, whether it be personal hardships or spiritual ones. Whatever it may be, God, Jesus, richly repays my toil. What does that mean? Does that mean He's going to fill up my wallet? Does that mean He's going to fill up my gas tank? What does that mean? He richly put that in a spiritual sense. How does He richly repay me? You think about Jacob over in Genesis chapter 28. You think about the toil that he was going through at that point in his life. You think about the sorrows that he was bearing at that point in his life. And in Genesis chapter 28, he lies down and goes to sleep with a stone as his pillow. Have you ever had a stone as your pillow? Where would your mind be if you're going to sleep with a stone as your pillow? But he dreamed, and you know about him seeing this ladder that stretched up to heaven with the angels that were ascending and descending on it. We won't look at this whole passage, but I want you to see what the Lord says to him. In verse 15, the Lord says to Jacob, in the midst of his sorrow and despair and uncertainty, Genesis 28 and verse 15, "Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you." Would you take that verse and have God saying that to you? "I will be with you wherever you go. I will not leave you. Whatever burdens you are there that you have to bear, I'm going to bear them with you." And Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." In the next verse, he said, "How awesome is this place? How awesome is it to be in the presence of God and to know that I'm not alone, and to know that when I am there, He bears my burdens by His presence." By His presence, He richly repays me. He richly repays me by His strength. He helps me to overcome. He helps me to bear through these things. He richly repays me through His promises. when we think our sorrows are going to overcome us, can we think about the place where Revelation 21 and verse 4 says, there are no sorrows? And put our eyes upon our target. Put our eyes upon our goal, upon our reward, and know that He cannot lie to us. He makes a promise of this great reward. Richly repay me. Not just to richly repay me in eternity. Those promises richly repay me right now. Knowing that He's bearing my burden with me. And brethren, there is no other way that you're going to be happy than to know that truth. There is no other way to be happy than to trust and obey Jesus. No other way to be happy than to walk with Him. And when Jesus, when you know that Jesus is bearing your burdens with you, you won't have a happiness that will parallel that. Look in verse 4. Verse 4 is one of my favorite verses, but it's a challenging verse. Because when you get to verse 4, when we walk with the Lord, look at what He does. He bestows. He bestows His love, His favor, and His joy upon us. One thing we always see when we read through the Bible, one thing we always see is that the blessings of God are always conditional. God's salvation has always been conditional. God pouring out His blessings and taking care of His people has always been conditional. And so in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, God would say, Jesus would say, that I beseech you therefore, brethren, I'm begging you, I'm pleading with you, I'm calling upon you to do what? To present your bodies a living sacrifice. The way this verse says it in the song, verse 4, but we never can prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay. That's challenging. All on the altar we lay. You know, sometimes it's not all that hard to lay some things on the altar, is it? It's not hard sometimes to sacrifice some things in our life. I'll give the Lord this portion of what of who I am and of my life. But the song says, laying all you're there, but the inspired message says, present your body as a living sacrifice. Not a sacrifice that we offer once and it's over, but a sacrifice that is ongoing, where we take ourselves, and in order for that to be pleasant in the eyes of God, in order for that to be pleasing in His sight, the rest of the verse goes on to talk about, we've got to lay it all down. That's part of walking with Him. You know, some people want to walk with the Lord, but they also want to kind of pinky hold on to the devil over here too. Lord, don't look at my pinky. I'm good on this side. Just don't look too close on the other side. You can't hold on to both sides. Jesus said, no man can serve two masters. No man can hold two hands. You got to pick one. And this song says, the Bible says, that when we sacrifice our all to Him, it's interesting how He describes it. He delights His love upon us. We walk with the Lord and He continues to lay His love out to us. We walk with the Lord and He shows His favor for us. It's a great verse over in Psalm 5 and verse 12 that says, with favor you shall surround Him. With favor you, God, shall surround Him as with a shield. God's favor is there to protect us and to guide us and to hold us. And that's what happens when we sacrifice our all. He bestows His love, He bestows His favor, and He bestows His joy upon us. You will find no greater... This is one of those paradoxes of Christianity. You will find no greater happiness in this life than when you sacrifice yourself for Christ. The world doesn't understand that. The world hears that and they say, what are you all drinking? What are you all taking? That the greatest joy you're going to have is when you sacrifice your all to Christ. That doesn't make any sense. Well, maybe not in the wisdom of the world, but in the wisdom that comes from above, faithful Christians understand. They understand when I walk with the Lord what true joy is, what true favor is, what true love is. They understand what it means to trust and obey. Last verse, what happens? What happens when we walk with the Lord? When we walk with the Lord, He blesses us. He blesses us with eternal fellowship with Him. And again, I think verse 5 could be understood in two different senses. You know, the greatest happiness that we can have on this earth right now, the greatest happiness that we can have is to be in fellowship with Jesus right now. That's the greatest happiness that we can have right now. But the ultimate happiness that's even greater than that is having fellowship with Jesus in the next life. Now, I'm not for certain which one of those verse 5 of this song is talking about. It's probably talking about the second one. It's probably talking about that eternal fellowship. But don't discount the fact that it could be and does have application to the fellowship we have with God in this life right now. That's one of the things about being a Christian, is that we have been called out of the world into a fellowship with God, into a relationship with God. And ultimately, as we continue to walk with Him faithfully in that relationship, what's going to happen? We will have a sweet fellowship with Him for all of eternity. What does the verse say? Then in fellowship sweet. Think about each of these phrases. We will sit at His feet. Can you picture that? Sitting at the feet of Jesus and listening to Him teach. Listening to Him speak in heaven. Could you ever get tired of that? When we there in sweet fellowship sit at His feet, or perhaps we're walking by the way with Him. There we are walking around the street of gold, and who are we walking beside but Jesus Himself? Or perhaps He tells us something to do. He gives us a bidding to go over there, and would you not gladly do that for Jesus? If you're walking with Him in heaven, He says, would you go and do that? Would you go over there, and would you not say, please let me do that? In sweet fellowship with Him, walking beside Him, never fear, only trust and obey, having no fear at all. Can you imagine being in a place where there will be no more sorrow? There will be no more pain. There will be no more doubts. There will be no more trials. There will be no more hardships. There will be no more fears. There will be no more devil. There will be no more sin. There will be no more worldliness. There will be no more culture that is trying to influence us away from God. All that will be there is sweet fellowship with Jesus. Brethren, there can be no greater happiness than that. What a song. And all this songwriter did was to take the words of the Bible and to set them to music. To take the promise that we have of walking with the Lord, to set it to a song in order that when we sing, we might do a sound check. We might do a heart check and make sure that when we sing it, we truly understand, truly mean, truly feel the words that we're singing together. Let's sing this song together. And Brad, if you will control the slides at this point, let's think about the words to this song as we sing it together. When I was a kid, growing up, that name of this song in the book was When We Walk With the Lord. But when we got to that chorus, I would sing it out. And I would sing out, rusting away,
for there's no other way, because I couldn't read. I was just a little kid. Even if it had said trust and obey at the top, it wouldn't have mattered. I couldn't read. But what I heard everybody else singing is what I started singing. I thought they were singing Rusting Away, because we had a 76 Chevrolet, what's that thing called, station wagon, that you didn't want to put the sun visor down, because if you put the sun visor down, you get a lap full of rust, you know. So you just left the sun visor up in that. And we had that 66 Mustang that my dad must have spent hours and hours putting Bondo and fiberglass and fixing all this rust. So I was surrounded by rust. I thought for sure we were singing Rusting Away. I had no clue. But you know what? Those are the only two options. You're either rusting away or you're trusting and obeying. That's it. Where are you tonight? Are you rusting away, or do you have a heart tonight that says enough is enough? I'm ready tonight to trust and obey my Savior. I tonight believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And by that faith in my heart, I'm making a choice tonight. I've been putting it off and putting it off, but I'm making a choice tonight. I'm going to turn to my Lord, turn away from self, turn towards Him, make up my mind. I'm going to stop doing wrong and start doing right. And with my mind made up, going to confess the faith that is in my heart and be baptized for the forgiveness of all of my sins. If you have never done that, what's holding you back? Why don't you do it tonight? Leave this building without a single solitary sin to your account, and from this day forward, trust and obey Him for the rest of your life. Can we help you tonight? You ready to give your life to the Lord fully and faithfully? Then come right now as together we stand and sing.